Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
When I come up here at the end of y'all singing, I double check before I keep singing to make sure this mic's off so I don't hurt anybody's ears. But praise the Lord. You know, it's been a great full weekend this past weekend, and I couldn't be more grateful. I just thank the Lord mightily for what He's done. And it's a place of knowing that I so don't deserve it. Yet, He has blessed me mightily. And all I could do is say, thank you, Lord. Now, All right. Knock it off, Phil. All right. Let's get back in here. Praise the Lord. I mean, one of the things that I know that when you were talking about Jesus, I must be about my Father's business. I mean, that was a place where, look, I mean, Jesus was completely, had perfect obedience unto the Father. Perfect obedience unto Him. And it's that place where, yeah, when He came back home, He was subject unto them. But what came first was that perfect obedience unto the Father. That's how He could get away with it. That was the only way He could get away with that, because the Father told Him, go over there and preach at 12 years old. He said, okay, yes, sir, no problem. And one of the things I guess I want to talk about this morning is, the love of Jesus Christ, in the sense of, man, we are only accepted, we're only saved by grace, by the blood that He shed on that cross. And He has shown tremendous love upon each and every single one of us. Tremendous love. And you can't base your salvation, you can't base life eternal, you are not saved by anything except for what Jesus done. It's not by what the church you go to. It's not by how many good things you've done in the week. It's not on any of those things. It's just by the blood of the Lamb is the reason why you're accepted. Doesn't matter what denomination you're in, that's not going to save you. It's only going to be Jesus Christ and what He has done. That's the thing that covers us all. And as I, you know, I mean, had the baby and I was looking at my child this past weekend, and I was looking, I mean, the biggest, my number one goal for my children is for them to know the Lord. I just want them to know Jesus. I could care less if they become a housewife, a doctor, a gas station tenant. I don't care. I just want them to know the Lord and be a part of His service and His army and His body, because that's where salvation is. Now, I know one of the things we have had in the past conference is His way laying out before us, really laid out before us. And as I was, you know, we met up last week, we talked about us going forward as a body. We talk about God, quit going about our way and going about His way. And that obedience unto the Lord, as Jesus had the obedience unto the Lord, so are we to be likewise in obedience unto the Father. We're His body now. And here in Mark 16, you talked about how He gave us power over the enemy. Jesus gave us the power. He gave the body His power. Now we're just walk in His stead. But that can only happen if we're doing His business. Look, we have been shown that He's loved us. Loves us. I mean, He proved it. Not just in by dying on the cross for us, being whipped, being laid open, being openly naked and ashamed, exposed, hung on the cross for us. But also the power of that blood and what that sacrifice and the power of His resurrection working in our life personally, making manifest that love towards us and that how He has accepted us. And if He's given us that power, I know what scripture comes to mind. He hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. He gave us power over all of the enemy. I'm messing it up. Powers over it, but anyways. Then there's nothing that we should keep holding back from going forward in Him. Nothing. You know, we love Him. Why? Because He first loved us. That way that He's shown us to go forward in is a way now that we put Him first. And we choose to love Him now. It's time for that to be the case. Now, I have to tell you, I am grateful. I am very grateful for what the Lord has done this past weekend. I'm grateful for the body and the way that they was a partaker and just operating as a unit and helping me through these things and watching the girls and taking them to soccer practice while hoping I could be at the hospital, you know, taking care of the baby and all these things. I was grateful to the point where I was shedding of tears this morning about it. But I know in order for us to walk in the things that the Lord has called us and to be successful in Him, we must be about His business. Just like Jesus was about the Father's business. We need to be the same way. The exact same way towards Him. And we show that towards Him. And I know that, for an example, Brad the other day gave me a text message, and he kind of just went down and he gave me this text message and he highlighted all these points that, you know, this is what he was doing, this is what he was going to do next on these fronts, and he's looking to get the things that were put in front of him to do, to get accomplished, and how he was going to go about accomplishing that. And he was just simply keeping me updated, and I was thinking, well, praise God. That's it, Brad. That's how you do it. That's how you bring your deeds to the light. You get that thing checked out. Going on the straight and narrow. So that you can go forward in doing His thing, not your own. Because let's face it, man. I know for me, when I bring things to the light, these things are constantly getting checked that I may go forward in doing what the Lord would have me do. Why? To benefit others. To benefit others. Not in presumption. But no, you get these things checked out. And I know we've talked about in the times past, it's so easy to get off. I know in times past, I don't want to slide back, but move forward. And I know, just like, you know, you can just be a little bit off. It's kind of like shooting a gun is what I look like. Get you to look at it, you know, and you can just be an half an inch to the left, but you're looking at a 500-yard shot, and you're 3 feet off down the track. You're way off. And it's so easy just to get just out of sync just a little bit. And you keep going down that way, and you keep going down that way, you keep going down that way. Next thing you know, you're way off left. Somebody or someone or some circumstance or whatever the case may be will probably be the thing that gets your attention. Where you at? Come on back over. But see, we don't have to keep swerving from side to side. We don't have to be tossed to and fro. We don't have to be that way anymore. And how you do that is you keep yourself accountable unto Him. How do you keep yourself accountable unto Him? You get your deeds checked in the light. You come to the light. That's how you do it. That's why, just like Brad was, we're given what? We're given gifts. Apostle, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Those are gifts. There's that line of authority. And that's the thing where you can bring these things to the light, that you can get checked out so that you stay on that straight and narrow. And I know how vital it is. I was talking earlier. I mean, one thing that I want for my kids to know more than anything and be successful in is in the Lord. And I know for them to be successful, I have to bring myself to account before the Lord now. Right now. And I know that I don't want to be in that place where it comes to the end. And I don't want others to be coming in the place where they come to the end, where they're bringing themselves to account way too late. Because we're going to all stand before the Lord one day. So let's start standing before the Lord right now. We have that opportunity. It's a praise the Lord. And not just for others, but for those that are around. And I know for me, staying on that straight and narrow and these kinds of things, it puts me in a place where I'm to keep an eye on you guys. So you don't get far to the right or too far to the left. That you guys stay on the straight and narrow. One of the biggest things that I heard was the Rick and Sue's, they were, the sermon last week that they did. I didn't hear Texas, but I did hear those. And that part where it was talking about serving. Sue really highlighted that point about serving. And I know through the conference, since the conference, my greatest joy was just serving the Lord. My greatest joy was to see people go through some breakthroughs, get shed of the garbage that has been holding them back for years. I mean, I am like rejoicing, hallelujah, and I was ecstatic. I mean, and I look at that, I'm saying that's a praise of the Lord in itself because I'm so freaking selfish. You know, somebody else has a breakthrough, oh, that's great. When that was me, I mean, now I'm like, yeah, praise God, hallelujah. I said, man, Lord, you've done a work in my heart. Praise God, hallelujah, man, that's something else, man, that's reached down to me. Praise you, Lord. But as you can see, some of the things that has happened just in the past since that conference, I mean, the 4-day week, the baby coming through healthy, the delivery becoming quick. I mean, that was tough for Hope. I was watching it, quite frankly. But praise the God. I mean, it was one that the Lord set me all that up for this. Okay. Is the one thing that I looked at the 4 days a week. I don't look at it as a 4 days a week because, you know, only working 4 days a week is a place to where I can go, yay, praise God, I get another day to do whatever the heck I want. No, it's because I have a service to do unto Him. And that actually opens me up and frees me up to do what He would have me do in the midst of it. And see, that's how we need to look at everything that we have. You know, I don't have my own life. My life is His. My life is hid in Him. Where it talks about, I think it's in Corinthians, that Brother Paul used to highlight Christ, who is what? Our life. Christ that is our life. I mean, we are His in that sense. And when you come to that place, See, and that's where you put Him first. See, that's where the place where you... walk in that place in Him where you have hold all the powers over the enemy. He has nothing against you. He can't get away in the Lord's work. I mean, look, when the enemy sees me, quite frankly, I'm open game, man. I'm an easy target. I mean, the enemy comes to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. But when the enemy comes, he sees Jesus. Oh, that's a whole new ball game. That's a whole new ball game. He comes, he goes running with his tail tucked between his legs. If he even have one, I don't know. Don't care. But he goes running. But I can only stand in that place is when I am in Him. When I am in Him. And I know, I mean, I remember talking, I think it was Brad last week, and in the part of... It was this movie that I watched in this sense, and one of the things was it was like kind of a rap battle and these kinds of things, and one of them was just getting, he was getting schooled on all these things in the sense of really tearing this guy down and who he was. And it was an interesting point because the guy was like, yeah, so what? And see, that's where nothing sticks. What can hit you? You're a sinner. Praise God. Christ died for me. I fall in the category that Christ died for me. That's an awesome thing. It's like Teflon, man. It can't stick to you. What can the enemy hold against you when you rest in the power of Jesus Christ and His resurrection? Nothing. Nothing. I don't care what you've done. Can't stick. Because nothing can stand against what the Lord has done in His perfect obedience to the Father, in His perfect sacrifice. He was blameless. And He has given that to you. And He's given you a new way to walk in. And He's well able to accomplish anything He wills. That's a praise the Lord. That's for us to join and be a part of. We don't have to stay defeated anymore. We didn't call to fail. We called to succeed. And it's just time for us to choose Him first. Love Him now. We love Him by walking in that agape love that's clearly been shown us to walk in. We've been mightily blessed of that conference in His way. It's been laid out before us. Now it's up to us to walk in that. Should get shed of the garbage that has just eaten us up. The reason why we've been so ate up is because we've been trying to do things for way too long our own way. And if we can just grasp the love of the gospel, if we can just grasp that and go forward in what He's called us to do, man, nothing can stop us. Oh, the enemy's going to try his darndest. He doesn't want you to succeed. He wants you to drag you down to hell with him. Because that's where he's going. He doesn't have a choice, man. This thing is over. And now we have the choice to be on what side we want to be on. And I sure as heck want to pick the winning side. And I want y'all to be a part of that winning side. So you know then what we need to get right was we need to humble ourselves before Him. Put Him first. Leech on that way. See, the beautiful thing about getting things checked and getting things, holding yourself accountable is Yeah, you might be dead wrong. In many instances, you might be dead wrong in the way you might be about be going and doing that thing. But you get it checked. You bring it to the light. You can get it corrected. Praise God. And then when you go start going about that new way, man, you find joy unspeakable. And you can be a part of what He does. And I know, I mean, one of the things that I know we were, I was talking about, it can be a hard thing. It can kind of actually can kind of be hard in the sense of this, man. When you come to the light, the more you come to the light, you recognize who you are. All right, so when you start to recognize who you are, you can kind of grow a little bit hopeless because you're going, how can the Lord love me? I'm messed up. I mean, we sing that song, Amazing Love. How can this be? How can this be? I can tell you, I know what that when that guy was writing that song, what he meant when he sang it. That's why I love it so much. Because I am such a wreck. I am such a mess. But yet Jesus Christ died for me. How can my King, He died for me. It should be the other way around. But it couldn't be no other way. For you and me. And so when we look at that, it's like, oh my goodness, man, I'm a mess, Lord. How can you love me? But yet, He, if the news flashes not to Him. That's what's so amazing. It's like, it's not a flash to Him. It's not like the Lord's going, man, Phil, I didn't know you were that screwed up, man. Linda, man, I didn't know you were that messed up. Brad, I didn't know you were that messed up. Lisa, you know, I go down the line. No, He's not doing that. What's going on is we're going, I had no idea I was that screwed up, man. Amen. Lord, I mean, I'm just too bad. I can't be a part of your a part of your body. Newsflash, Phil, already knew that. Newsflash, Linda, Brad, Lisa, you know, all in the room, already knew that. But I called you anyways, because my grace is bigger than that. I am well able, is what He says. I am well able. Quit looking at yourself. I died for that. I paid the price for that. Start looking at me. I'll bring you through. I'll bring you through the other side. See, folks, He is well able. Well able. What it causes in us when we see that, we start singing and rejoicing and start singing that song, Amazing Love. And then where do we go? We go tell others, man, let me tell you about Jesus and His amazing love. Let me tell you about Jesus, what He's done for you. Let me show you how awesome He is and how able He is. Because He is well able. Man, I know I keep my eyes off, get my eyes off Jesus, start looking at me. I start looking at myself, man, it's like a downward spiral. Phew, phew, phew. It's like, I grow fearful. I look at the things. I'm overwhelmed. I'm like, oh, I mean, oh, quit that, man. Put your eyes back on Jesus. Because He's well able. And He didn't bring you this far. He didn't bring you this far to just drop you off. He's doing a work within you. Let Him do that work. The more you submit unto Him, the more you take upon His way, the more you do that, the more that you are allowing Him to be filled in you. His love, His faith to be filled in you, just like the paper towels. But you gotta get shed of that stuff. How you get shed of that stuff? You submit unto Him. You bring yourself accountable to Him. You bring these things to the light. That's how you do it. What is to, I think Paul in running this epistle show, now I show you a more excellent way. We've been revealed a more excellent way. He's loved us. He's shown that. He has abided faithful. He has abided faithful. It's now our turn to love Him. He's one amazing God. And He is well able. And if we would just but put His first, forsake our life, put Him first, put your brothers next, there's no time for you. And praise God, you don't need it. Praise God, you don't need it. So let's not forget. Let's keep Him before us because He's well able. Let's not forget how to go forward in Him. And the love that He's shed to each and every single one of you. He shed it. It was a price that He had to pay so that you can be a part of His kingdom. That you can attain salvation and eternal life. He had to bleed for that. He had to become sin for us. It's there for every one of us to receive and to walk in. Every single one of us to receive and walk in. And that choice is up to us. Let's make that choice day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour. Because that is what matters. Let's be about our Father's business. Amen?
Amen.
Just as He, Jesus, was. And He will move mightily. And your joy will be full. I'm not the one that promises it. It's in His Word. He promises. I write these things unto you because that you, so that your what? Joy may be full. And there's no other thing that can touch His life. What He's done. Amen.